Hello, everyone. I'm John Malky. Welcome to Parkside Today. Our guest is Sean Dolan. Sean is an assistant professor in the Health, Exercise Science, and Sport Management Department here at UW Parkside. He earned his bachelor's degree in Portuguese from Brigham Young University and his master's degree in athletic administration from Idaho State University. His previous experience includes serving as an adjunct professor for 3 years at Capital University and teaching for 4 years at Ohio State University, or maybe I should say the Ohio State University, where he also earned his PhD in sport management. Sean, welcome to Parkside Today.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
The inaugural sport management conference here at UW Parkside that's coming up in February. Tell us a little bit about that. Tell us where that idea came from and what are the goals of the conference?
The idea, you know, we were in a sport management meeting and Professor Bill Miller basically said, "What do you think of this idea?" and we hopped on board and said we thought it was a good idea. Mm-hmm. So I think really it was just something that we understood where we are and the organizations around us. If we can make it work here at University of Wisconsin Parkside, it's something that could really benefit not just our program, but also those in the sport industry. Mm-hmm. We are putting a lot of effort into that right now. It's on February 22nd, 2019. It's going to be an all-day event. Mm-hmm. And we're, you know, we've got a lot of great professionals coming in that are going to talk to not only our students, but anybody within the community that wants to come. Mm-hmm. And discuss, you know, what's going on in terms of the future of sport.
When you started putting the conference together and thinking about it, where did the ideas come from? Where was the generation to say, or the genesis to say, here are topics that we want to cover? We know these are important to students, to working professionals in the sports industry. How'd you come about with bringing those together?
So I guess I should also state that there's, you know, Bill Miller, that's our department chair, that he's obviously a big part of this and came up with a lot of the ideas. Bill Beaupre, who is a full-time lecturer in our program, has discussed this a lot as well, and we have a lot of meetings with him. Dr. Megan Perietti, the same kind of thing. We also have Brad Leonard, who's a master's student with us in our program, that he has gone to these professional conferences before, mm-hmm. As a student, and has been really gung-ho in this. So when we've kind of shaped this conference, it's been all those people discussing topics. Part of it is the people that we know, right? So minor league sports is an area where we know a lot of people, and so we have a panel regarding minor league sports. Mm-hmm. College athletics, which is where I spent my professional career before becoming a professor, and Dr. Perietti as well is a topic of a panel that we have also. And then revenue generation that we've brought up, you know, that's something that is an emerging trend. And so looking at the trends plus the people that we know is what shaped the topics that we have for this mm-hmm. Sport management conference.
And when you reached out to some of the people from various organizations, and whether those people are going to be with you as a member of panel or whether they're coming in as a keynote speaker, what was the reaction to the invitations?
It's been for the most part positive, and at first we weren't sure how people would take it because, you know, we're not giving a lot of money to have them come. But I think they all hopped on board because it was a chance for them not only to talk about what they do, but they knew there would be a lot of other good people here that I think they could also network with. Mm-hmm. Plus, you know, kind of the pay it forward idea that a lot of us do in the sport industry. It's such a small world that when you have an opportunity to give back, I think a lot of people are willing to do that. And so it's been overwhelmingly positive. I know a lot of these panelists and our keynote have really kind of shuffled things around so they can make sure that they're coming. And mm-hmm. And we've been super grateful with them being so flexible and working with us for this conference.
Sure. Maybe put yourself in a couple different places. Put yourself in the place of the student who is who's either involved in sport management or wants to be involved in sport management, and then than if you would put yourself in the position of the business professional in sport management. What are they going to gain from attending the conference?
So the students, I think, obviously, one of the big things is, you know, just the words that are coming out of the panelists' mouth is going to be a lot of stuff that, that is really important to them,
mm-hmm. right?
Because they're going to be able to understand what the trends are in minor league sport, professional sport, college athletics, revenue generation, and and how they can utilize that information. Hopefully, which we're also trying to emphasize to our students is, listen, if you've gone to that conference and you haven't talked to at least three or four or five of these people,
right.
I'm not saying it's a waste, but you really got to make sure you get out there and you talk to them because the people that you know are is really going to help too. So mm-hmm. we have been pushing, you know, making sure that our students do network with these professionals as well.
Right.
Because like we said, at the end of the day, you know, it is what you know, but it's also who you know.
Right.
And on the professional side, in terms of those in the sport industry, I think, you know, them coming to this conference, obviously it's going to help us out getting to know them a little bit better. We know a lot of them, maybe not all of them in person, but I think that's something that the professionals, you know, getting them onto our campus is going to be helpful to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think usually when we get guest speakers, panelists, keynotes to come to our campus, they recognize the things that we're doing, which helps. But again, like I said, on the other end, they will be able to network as well with each other, which is important for those in the sport industry. And then hopefully, you know, take note of our students and see how good they are, which I believe they are.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they present themselves well.
Right.
And, you know, when those positions open up, these sport industry professionals know who to come to to get their new employees.
Seems like the as you look at where some of the Parkside students that have come out of the sport management program, where they've gone, how, where they've been connected, and it's about that back to those relationships,
mm-hmm.
right? That if they make a connection with someone and they work in this organization and that person knows someone over here, that it's very much that relationship building that leads to their success.
It is. And that's a good portion of it, right? So, I mean, you gotta wow people with what you can do. But the more that you know others and you can get a word to mouth of how good you are, the better off you're going to be in terms of a job. Mm-hmm. The sport industry is really crazy where even an unpaid internship at a, you know, major league sport organization, there could be 300 applicants. I mean, if you're going to be doing that, if you know somebody and they have your name there, that's going to help you out. If it's just a cold resume, it's a lot more difficult,
right?
So the more people you know, the better it's going to help you in at least moving to that next step. And so that's what we're trying to get our students to be aware of so they can be those people that get those interviews.
Yeah. So Sean Dolan, Sean is an assistant professor in the Health, Exercise, Science, and Sport Management Department here at UW-Parkside. He's been kind enough to come in and share some time with us on Parkside today. And before we let you go, tell us again when, where, and how can people find out more about the inaugural UW-Parkside Sport Management Conference?
Yeah, so the UW-Parkside Sport Management Conference is, again, going to be Friday, February 22nd. It's an all-day event, and it's going to be actually held here in the cinema, here in the Student Center at
mm-hmm.
UW-Parkside. Anybody can come. What we ask is that you register online. We're at uwp.edu/PSMC. Just, you know, to give you a few notables, we do have a keynote speaker, Brian Gaynor, from he's vice president of innovation with Forefront, which is a sport consulting firm within the Chicago area. We've got Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, Milwaukee Milkmen, Milwaukee Brewers, UW-Parkside Athletics,
mm-hmm.
Rock Ventures, Green Bay Packers, just some of the organizations that are coming, Northwestern Athletics, University of Wisconsin-Green Bay Athletic, got also Big Top Soccer, Big Top Baseball. So we've got a lot of organizations that are involved in this, and we're excited for that opportunity to let other people listen to them.
Great. So. Well, Sean, congratulations on your work and Bill Miller's work in getting the conference put together. Good luck on Friday, February 22nd, here at UW-Parkside. Sean Dolan, assistant professor in the Health, Exercise, Science, and Sport Management Department, has been our guest, and we thank you for being here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.